Welcome to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage from this week's lectionary and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. Today we turn to Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 through 11. All of us died to sin. How can we still live in it? Or don't you know that all who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried together with him through baptism into his death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too can walk in newness of life. If we were united together in a death like his, we will also be united together in a resurrection like his. This is what we know. The person that we used to be was crucified with him in order to get rid of the corpse that had been controlled by sin. That way we wouldn't be slaves to sin anymore, because a person who has died has been freed from sin's power. But if we died with Christ, we have faith that we will also live with him. We know that Christ has been raised from the dead and he will never die again. Death no longer has power over him. He died to sin once and for all with his death, but he lives for God with his life. In the same way, you also should consider yourselves dead to sin, but alive for God in Christ Jesus. Reflecting on these words from the Bible, Lindsay Crinks, a street chaplain and co-founder and director of Education at Open Table Nashville, an author of Praying with Our Feet, writes, "What does it mean to be baptized not only into Christ's death, but also his resurrection?" Oscar Romero, Archbishop of El Salvador, lived deeply into this mystery. At a time of sweeping injustice and shocking violence against those who worked for change, Romero listened to the cries of the poor and oppressed and stood in solidarity with them. His belief that the image of God was embedded in every person led him to fight for the dignity and rights of the poor. This put Romero in direct conflict with the powers of his day. He ended up following Christ all the way to his death. "But if we have died with Christ," writes Paul, "we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him." On March 24, 1980, Romero was assassinated while presiding over Mass. Just before he was murdered, Romero preached about how a grain of wheat will only bring about the harvest if it dies to itself. He encouraged all who listened to get involved in the risks of life which history demands of us. Indeed, he had found his purpose and even a sense of liberation in using his life to create a better society. He lived as if the powers of death and injustice had no dominion over him. "If they kill me," Romero told a journalist just 2 weeks before his death, "I will rise again in the people of El Salvador." Every day we choose to live either for ourselves or for some greater narrative, mystery, and cause. What risks are history and our faith demanding of us today? What does it mean for us to be baptized not only into Christ's death, but also his resurrection? Oh God, teach us to stand in solidarity with the poor. Amen. We pray this ministry of Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or to see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.